Good morning, guys. All right.
Doug, everybody still healthy as of this week going into Sunday?
Yes. Which is a great thing going into week one.
How rare is that for you guys?
I would say it's more normal than anything. You know, most teams are usually 100%. I mean, guys are a little beat up, but for the most part, I think around the league, everybody's pretty healthy going into the first game.
The Saints just reported that John Dorenbos had an aortic aneurysm and will require surgery. Is this something that the Eagles knew before you traded him?
It's the first I've heard of it.
Was there any tests about his physical condition done before
the trade? I have to check with our medical staff on that. That's out of my jurisdiction.
Doug, last year in the season, first quarters were your lowest scoring quarters throughout the year. How much of an emphasis was that this offseason, and what are the things you found that you think you can correct going into this year?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason, you know, with some of the additions offensively to help us score more points early in football games. And then some of the takeaways from last year is, you know, we were a good Carson. One of Carson's strengths, obviously, was him on the run, play action pass, you know, running the ball efficiently a little bit better, things like that, starting games and just finishing drives. And those are things that, you know, that we looked at, that I looked at, and ways of focusing on that even in practice, because you can simulate that in practice by the type of play calls and the effort and the execution offensively to help increase those points.
It really was a striking difference in the first quarter and the other quarters in terms of both sides of the ball for you guys. Really, does that speak to preparation? What is it really?
No, not really. I think it can. It comes down to you know, the execution. Sometimes what you see on film during the week is not necessarily what the defense presents you or the offense presents you on game day. You know, our personnel, I know in the past, and you see cover three all week, and then they come out and they play cover two. So it sort of throws you a little bit off of your what you initially would think going into a game. And so you got to make those quick in-game adjustments and correct that. But some of it is that, and, you know, it just comes down to execution and making sure, too, that when I put openers together that I'm also right with what I'm studying and what I'm seeing.
So with Jeffrey Lurie speaking yesterday, he said that your guys' interaction during the week, part of it is you go over strengths and weaknesses of a team, maybe look at film and look at XYZ. What's that process been like with the owner since you've been here?
I think it's been great. I mean, we did it all last season. We'll continue it again this year. You know, I'm not going to dive in. Those are obviously some private conversations. But I think that, you know, our owner is so passionate about this team and this organization that part of my job is just keeping him informed on what we're doing. And, you know, he may not be around, you know, every day of the week, but this is our chance to kind of recap the game, you know, from Sunday and then going forward, sort of the scouting report, if you would, on the upcoming opponent.
That's a once a week type of
yeah,
deal.
Oh yeah.
And how long
week
does that usually last?
I mean, they could be 15 minutes. They could be 2 hours. You know, it just depends on the information that we're talking about.
Is this something that you initiated, or is it Jeff?
He's done it all the way back to Coach Reed. You know, so it's something he's done in his past. It was obviously new to me because I was new last year. So I welcome that. I enjoy it. I love the conversation with him, the dialogue with him, because again, he's so excited and passionate about this team that he just wants to be in the loop.
Has he ever made suggestions or questions that have led to you guys making some changes?
No, you know, and that's the thing. I think that's the one of the great things about him is I think he understands, you know, from the football side. He doesn't get into the X's and O's part of it, and so he kind of leaves that up to us, you know, from that standpoint. So, you know, he doesn't recommend plays or anything like that. They're great conversations, though.
The fourth downs were also discussed, and you know, he said that essentially the decisions are made based on analytics and math in the off season, which would you know, the implication is that when it's in game that the decision is kind of out of your hands or has already been made based on math. Is that
right? I wouldn't say it's out of my hands. I would say that it's more calculated a little bit. And then, listen, there's also times where I just have to go on gut instinct, gut feel. How is the offense playing, our defense, things I've mentioned in the past, how are our special teams playing at the time? And is it the right time, you know, to go for it? Outside of the end of the game, fourth down, you know, to keep your offense alive, so to speak. So I think it's a lot of it is calculated, but a lot of it, too, can be based on some of those other circumstances, you know, during the game.
So you have a chart that kind of has, if you're on X, I mean, is it like that?
Yeah, I mean, we have pages of and documents of reports and studies and things. I mean, we don't go into it we don't take the whole chart or the whole whatever 20-page document with us, but it's a lot of good info. It's more about scenarios and situations that have come up in past games, prior years, that we can study the numbers on those, field position, again, how well is a team performing, you know, is 3 points better than going for it? You know, all those decisions factor in, and all those are based on the numbers that we've studied over time.
How do you know when to kind of throw the paperwork away and go with your gut?
Probably the times when you go for it, gut instinct, gut feel is just how well I feel like our offense is doing. We could be, you know, three or four or five good run plays in a row and we get in that fourth and one, fourth and two, and I feel like we're in a good situation. I'm gonna, you know, probably pull the trigger and go for it. A lot of it to me is predicated too on field position and you know, the percentages of a punt into the end zone versus not making it on fourth down, but yet keeping your opponent, you know, on their side of the field, so to speak. Those are all things that kind of factor in. But yeah, I've really based on how our offense is playing at the time.
Last year, the offense kind of sputtered down there at Washington. Then you start to go at the tempo offense, and things start to get to roll. What is it about that tempo offense? Because you saw it in the preseason, too. What is it about that gets that offense going?
You know, the thing, and I learned this when I was a player, the tempo offense, players don't have time to think. They just react. And that's probably the simplistic of it. Things are up tempo. They're basic, not a lot of motions and shifts and guys having to line up, you know, in certain spots if we, you know, broke the huddle per se with a call. And really it's just, it's the simplicity of it and things that we work on. The calls are simple, you know, they can play fast. They don't have to think and it's more about reaction.
Back when Frank Reich was a player, the kid gun with the Bills, that was a very successful tempo offense. Do you find yourself kind of going over some of the things that worked in that offense with Frank Reich and instituting them?
Man, that was 100 years ago. But you know what? A lot of the same principles and concepts that we ran or he ran back then still apply today. Obviously, we don't go back and break out a bunch of Jim Kelly Buffalo Bills offense, but at the same time, we do reminisce on those times and even my times in Green Bay when we did hurry up and you know, some of those same concepts and philosophies still apply today.
Doug, in the preseason, it looked like Sidney Jones
What are you doing?
I'm mixing up.
Yeah.
In the preseason, it looked like Sidney Jones traveled with the team to go to some common for each players. Is that the plan for him, and why is that?
Yeah, you know, I leave it up player-to-player decisions on my part. I just want him involved. I want him to constantly be around the team, be around the meeting room. It's one more time, one more opportunity for him to hear the information and then to watch his teammates go play. So I will continue that with him, carry him on the road, and I want him to be a part of that room.
How was Carson's out-of-pocket accuracy last year as a rookie, and where is it right now?
I think it's better now than it was last year, you know, because it's something that he's worked on, something that we've even addressed in the offseason and during training camp. He is an extremely accurate passer, though, overall, out of the pocket, whether it's short, intermediate, long. And then, you know, you throw in the scramble where he has the ability to throw the ball down the field. But that accuracy has increased. It's something that as we go throughout this season now, we've got to take advantage of that. You know, he's a big, tall guy that's athletic, can see better outside the pocket.
Doug, in the preseason, it looked like in the red zone with those run-pass option plays, you guys had a lot of success. Is there something that makes those tougher to defend in the red zone or more effective from an offensive perspective?
Yeah, you know, when you study every defensive team is different in the red zone. You know, it's sometimes they try to force you into running situations. They'll crowd the box, and you got to have an answer for all of that. And for us, it's the read pass, you know, the run pass option, the read the DN, read the linebacker, whoever it might be on that particular scheme. And I think it's imperative that you stay ahead of the chains in the red zone. Whatever you can do to keep advancing forward closer to the goal line. So we'll continue with those concepts.
Watched the game last night?
I did. That was a great football game. You know, it's obviously the way the game started, you felt like it might swing one way. And then you just saw the patience, the resiliency, by Kansas City, and it just kind of went back and forth. It was just a great, well-coached on both sides football game, and you know, great to
go ahead to the next game and think about how you may approach it.
I watched it more as a fan than anything else. My focus is obviously on Washington this weekend.
Did you guys have eyes for Hunt at all?
I liked him. I liked him. You know, and I thought he'd had some great a good career there in college, and you know, one of the guys that was, definitely someone that we had our eye on. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.